Okay, so what's your prediction before we get into it? Are people, is it a good mix of calm down, they're going to have some work to do, but they're ultimately going to be okay? Are there going to be jumpers? People are like, oh, my God. Hey, what do you think there's more of
today? I don't think anybody's going to panic.
No panic button?
No, I don't think anybody's going to panic. I don't think there's any reason to panic, but you've gone through two exhibitions and the team has not looked very good when your first teams are out there. You know, and I guess you can always take positives out of individual performances. You know, I thought Ron Darby had a good game last night. Could have had
a great
game had he came up with one of those two, with an interception, but had a good game last
night. Yeah, and you saw it, and Mike Mack was making a pretty big deal about it on the broadcast, but you saw it, and you're like, yeah, it's right. I mean,
you got to catch the ball.
You're talking about elite talent,
yes.
But he's got to put everything together. But I agree with you. I came away last night being like, Ron Darby's good.
Yeah, I thought he played real well
last
night.
Don't betray him.
And they tried, right? And they went at him. They went at him with the double move. They went at him with the double move. I'll talk a little bit later about what I liked about how he played that, because it's certainly different than what he was doing last year.
Yep.
Remember, they got beat on double moves a few times.
A couple times.
He and Jalen Mills.
No, he looked confident last night. He really did. Looked more comfortable, obviously, second year being here or whatever. All right, let's do it, Ike. 888-729-9494. Does last night's performance mean anything for the 2018 season? We'll start with Bob in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hi, Bob.
Hi. It is a first-time caller. No, based on the fact that I heard Belichick actually game plan for that game last night. I don't know if it's true or not.
Who told you that, Bill?
I heard on the radio this morning on Angelo.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who it was. It was one of the not a caller. It was one of the sports writers.
Maybe they game plan a little bit more than they normally would, Ike. I don't know if they had a full regular season game plan, but that's all right.
Yeah, I understand. You think when people say that, right? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Like they game plan. You think they're out there drawing up stuff in the dirt? I mean, of course they have a game plan in. We did too. Where do you think those plays are coming from?
Also, they said typically Brady doesn't play. But a couple sets of downs, he played the whole first half last night.
So what? Forget about Brady.
It was his first game, and he's 41 years old.
Yeah, forget about Brady. What about Nick Foles? I mean, what are we talking about here? What about Nick Foles?
Nick Foles didn't look good. I mean, he missed Smallwood on that first pass down the sideline. He overthrew him. He had him wide open. I agree there. And what did he throw? 7 passes last night.
Yeah, he got hurt.
And then he got hurt. That's not a good thing. I agree. But I'm not drinking any Nate Sudfeld Kool-Aid, I'll tell you that.
you're not a Nate truther, Bob?
No, not at all.
All right.
I will say this.
He's got to show me more than he did last night.
Well, it's about your expectation. I don't know how much more he needs to show you. I don't know how many third-string quarterbacks around this league looks like Nate Sudfeld. I watch a lot of preseason games. Believe me, I get a headache from it. And I'm watching games deep into the games.
Right.
And I see third-string quarterbacks. There are some second-string quarterbacks who aren't playing as well as Nate has in these first two games. So I don't want to poo-poo what Nate Sudfeld has done, because you got to really look at the expectations of him. No one's saying he's about to win the starting job as the quarterback. He may be forced into being the starter just based on health.
Well, for nothing
of the
else,
other two guys.
If for nothing else, it gives you some confidence that if Nick is hurt and Carson can't start the season, or for whatever reason he's got to play, he doesn't look lost out there. He looked good last night.
Let me break this down real quick.
Yeah.
His touchdown to Dallas Goedert last week, broken play, where he escapes the pocket to the right, extends the play, which allows Dallas Goedert to get open, hits Dallas Goedert right in the chest for a touchdown. Did he not drop a dime to Sidney Jones, 63 yards? On a bomb last week for a touchdown? That was Nate. That wasn't Joe Califoot. Am I right?
That definitely wasn't Califoot.
That was Nate. That was Nate who did that.
No, Ike, if nothing else.
The touchdowns he threw yesterday,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of the great route from Shelton. Not Shelton, where he was wide open. That was an easy throw. The one he threw to Rashard Davis, where he drops it over the corner in between the safety, leading the receiver away from being hit. Like, that looks simple on TV. That's a throw a lot of quarterbacks can't make. The throw he threw to Richard Rodgers to give him an opportunity to go up and make a play one-on-one, that's dropping a dime to the receiver.
I'll say this.
Nate Sudfeld's looked good through 2 weeks.
A lot of times with the third stringers, and I'll go back to Tebow, they can have maybe good stats or they can run around. Maybe they even win a preseason game.
Uh-huh.
But you're talking about NFL-type throws. Nate Sudfeld made NFL throws last night.
He looked
like an NFL quarterback.
Sure did. The deep ball from the end zone. That ball didn't sail out of bounds like we've seen other players' deep balls do. That ball was right on the money to Shelton Gibson. Stood in the pocket and delivered it. I'm not sitting here telling you he's about to be a starter somewhere. That's not what I'm saying. But for what you have as a backup quarterback who's in his second year and you're developing him, that's going to be your backup.
Like yeah,
he's going to be for the future. He's going to be on the active roster because they can't put him on the practice squad.
No.
Somebody will snatch him up.
Yep.
And when Nick Foles leaves after this season, Nate Sudfeld is Carson Wentz's backup.
He's your primary backup. And with Carson, the way he plays and the fact that he has had some injury issues, he may be a starter it for lengths or for games or for quarters or whatever. And that's important. We learned how important the backup is.
Man, this dude threw 30 passes against the Cowboys in that final game and had about 150 yards. Everything was a check down. He looks so much different than what he looked in that game against the Cowboys, the finale, this preseason. He's already come a long way.
Let's go to Chris in Levittown. Chris, does last night matter? Does it mean anything?
Last night matters a lot. I mean, you've seen the depth of the running back. You've seen the depth of the O-line, which is so suspect. Like, Big V, I don't know. I'm not drinking his juice either. He's, he's not that good right now.
He's up and down, man. I mean, you can't deny that he played well once he got his feet under him last year.
It took a couple weeks.
But it did take a couple weeks. I mean, he had his struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, on the other side, you got Hart. Who,
no, he's not tight.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, he's an offense or defense.
Yeah, Taylor Hart. Woo.
Yeah, he looked like a defensive tackle last night.
I mean, Matt Jones, his first thing is to go left instead of go up and down like he's supposed to. And I don't know.
And he's not a left-right guy, by the way. He's not an east-west guy, Ike.
Man, I was so disappointed in Matt Jones last night. I thought I was going to see more than that. He looks like he's a shot running back.
He's done.
He's done.
Yep.
He's still young.
He's done. Yep.
Man, put your foot in the ground and get north and south.
All right.
He weighed 240 pounds. He out there trying to make people miss.
Yeah, that's not the Matt Jones I remember from the Redskins his rookie year.
Yeah.
He was looking for contact.
Yeah.
All right, Chad, we'll ask Ben. Did Chris bring enough in this call, Ben? He did. All right. Well, I would have said no.
The bar was kind of set low.
Yeah, man.
That's a good point on Matt Jones.
It is a good point.
Yeah,
it is a good point.
It is. Yeah.
And the tickets that are up for grabs today are for Sunday, September 2nd, 1:35. Cubs against the Cubs.
Ooh,
maybe Cole Hamels.
Good one.
Children 14 and under get a super cool backpack cooler courtesy of Fontes Plumbing, Heating, and Air. For tickets, go to Phillies.com.
He makes a really good point. They better hope Ajayi's knees hold up.
Well, I'm less worried about the running back position than I am. They do have Clement.
Mm-hmm.
They do have... obviously, Darren Sproles, and I think that one of these other guys that could make the team, maybe it's the rookie from Notre Dame, the local kid, Josh Adams. I don't know. Maybe it's a cut down. You bring somebody else in.
Well, I wish we had LeGarrette Blount.
Me too.
I keep saying
me too.
That.
But here's another thing. Yeah. So if let's say Nick Foles isn't healthy enough to play, but you still have. You're going to have to keep three quarterbacks on the roster. Last year, you only had to keep two.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, for the most part, was on the practice squad.
Yep.
If Alshon, they think, is going to come back by week three or week four, you're keeping him on the active roster. That's one less spot. It's going to be tough to keep extra running backs or that extra wide receiver.
Or receivers, yeah. It's true.
It's going to be tough. I mean, if it's a numbers game, you're going to end up losing somebody you want to keep.
And that hurts your depth. That hurts your special teams.
Yeah.
It does.
Yep, it does.
It does.
On a positive note, Shelton Gibson had another excellent game. And you can see why they drafted it. This kid has great speed.
He looks so much different this year than last year. I'm telling you, man, that first year to your second year is the biggest leap you'll make in your career.
Yep.
And Shelton Gibson right now just looks like a different player. I'm not sitting here to tell you he's about to go to Pro Bowl as a wide receiver, but now you can see why they drafted him.
Maybe a late flyer in your fantasy team there, Ike, tonight?
Possibly.
Oh, by the way, I have a...
Considering Alshon may be out for the first few weeks or half, yeah, possibly.
You never know.
Possibly, yeah.
You never know. Not, how many rounds are we doing? 15?
Yeah, I think it's 15.
The 15th rounder?
Yeah, it's possible.
I have a fantasy team announcement coming up, by the way.
Okay.
Breaking news on my fantasy team. Let's go to Ken in Delaware. Ken, does anything that happened last night mean anything for 2018?
Man, I'll tell you what it meant to me was that the Patriots, a bunch of little crybaby girls, going to go hard against our second and third stringers. But
yeah, well, what about the what about the offense? What about Nick? What about that?
I'll tell you what, man. Nick, also, I missed a lot of game last night because I had a stomach flu, but I feel a lot better today. But I think that me, Nick, and Alshon, we all need a little shot of Ike juice, man. Can you hook us up a little bit?
Okay.
I think Nick needs some castor oil after last night's performance. But then,
woo! The Eagles are going to be the bomb this year. And to be honest with you, man, preseason, all that does is show us what our young bucks can do, man. And you know what? It might be healthy for us to lose a lot of preseason games just to humble these boys up and make them hungry.
I don't care about the outcome of the game. That doesn't matter to me. Yeah, the outcome of the game doesn't matter to me. I just worry about how efficient we look when your starters are out there. And then when the backups do come in there, particularly younger guys, draft picks, you want to see what they got, whether or not they're out there competing. When those young guys come in, the coaches, they water down the play calling so that they can play fast.
Right.
You know, they don't bog them down with a bunch of complicated stuff where you got to make a bunch of checks out there and you can't think. You're thinking too much instead of playing. So when the backups come in, I know it's a watered-down version of football being played just so they can showcase what they can do.
Right.
But when your first units are out there, there is a little bit of what you practice each week being called. Now, are you game planning specifically to beat the New England Patriots? No. But don't sit here and tell me they aren't out there running stuff that they practice every day. Offensively and defensively. And these are plays that you're going to run during the season.
Yeah, they're trying to score. Despite popular belief that it doesn't matter, they are still trying to be successful when they have Tom in there.
Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Because all of that stuff is just positive reinforcement of what you're doing in practice.
Yeah, well, we even said it yesterday with Nick. I thought he wasn't going to look good. You even said, as long as he doesn't get hurt,
right,
you're going to get out of the game healthy. And what happens?
Right. Neither one of us thought he was going to be sharp.
No.
I'm worried about him always holding on to the ball. And
he took a couple shots.
It's not what happened on the injury, but he took a couple shots because he was holding on to the ball too long last night.
He looked like the non-confident Nick Foles that we saw against the Raiders, that we saw against the Cowboys. We saw the Jekyll Hyde. We saw that side of Nick Foles.
Yeah.
We did.
And that was somewhat expected, but when I look at the injury, my concern is that he may not be able to play next week.
Which means he has no preseason.
Right.
Essentially.
That's really what I'm looking at is how long will it take for him to get into a rhythm.
And it took Doug getting to Nick and getting him comfortable and getting things that worked for him, but it took a couple weeks to get that.
Yeah.
Now you have nothing. Now you have practice.
Right.
This is with Carson, and we're less than 3 weeks to the start of the regular season. Carson Wentz isn't he's not cleared to play yet.
If they clear him to do 11 on 11, I would have to imagine he's playing.
If he gets cleared by a doctor, he's playing.
Well, and I'm just saying if he's cleared to play 11 on 11 this week.
We'll see. Big week.
Well, to me, you can't put him out there in 11 on 11 if he's not cleared. That's just the way I'm looking at it.
So, Ben, Ken in Delaware, good enough call for the Phillies tickets?